It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Halloween, it is Kelly and Guy, or should we say Kelly Kapowski and Guy Fieri.
That's what we have to say today, today and today only.
We did do our costume contest here at K-Frog. If you want to check out what everybody's dressed up as, go ahead and check out K-Frog's Instagram. Look for K-Frog Radio. Tonight, a big night for trick-or-treating, and we got a call yesterday about something that happens, and I think I've seen it every year since I've been an adult handing out candy, and it always left me going, what is the right thing to do? So take a listen to this, because we want your opinion.
Do you give candy to a mom with a baby in a stroller that doesn't even have teeth yet?
I love this because I struggle with that. I'm like, really? Everybody knows your baby's not eating the candy. It's for you. But I feel like if she's got enough guts to go ask for the candy, I'll give her one piece or I'll give her like a dumb sucker.
I'm thinking of maybe a pen or a pencil, either that or tell her, don't be so cheap and buy your own candy.
No. I want candy. I'm an adult.
Okay, no. But trick-or-treating's for the kids. And I get what Kathy's saying because it happens. Moms will bring their babies in a costume. It's a baby. They can't have candy, but still ask for candy. We know darn well that candy is going to the mom.
And surely that doesn't happen.
So yes.
They don't have any other kids with them. They just have their newborn and they're trick-or-treating.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, really?
Would you give them candy, Guy?
Oh, now you said that and I understand it more. No, because that's all they want for themselves.
Well, so this lady came up to my house last year and I wouldn't give her candy. She said, you've ruined it for my kid. I said, your kid doesn't know what's going on.
Oh my gosh, and she was dramatic about it too?
Oh, you have no idea. She did. I'm going home. You've ruined it for my baby.
Bye. Good night. We'll see you in about 2 years when your kid can actually come and have candy.
Definitely.
So what would you do, Guy?
I didn't know this. I'd never heard of this. I think it's tacky.
Well, yeah, but are you going to give her candy or are you going to refuse her?
I'm going to give her candy, but just because I'm a soft and I'm a coward and I say no to nobody, but I don't want to give her candy.
Okay.
You?
Like I said, I would probably give her the bad candy.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, now I'll give you candy, but you're not going to get like a Reese's.
Or some fruit, some grapes or something.
What would you do? Or have you had one of these experiences before where a full-blown adult holding a baby comes up to try and get candy? Do you give them candy?
Let us know. 888-431-3764. Well, I didn't know parents trying to get free candy from other people on Halloween was even a thing. They bring out their babies and they expect you to give them candy. And the babies don't eat the candy.
100%. I've seen this happen, I think, every year for like the last couple years. And I'm like, really? Like, just go buy your own candy.
I think it's sort of obnoxious, but 626 here says, I brought my babies trick-or-treating every year for the experience and to show off how cute they are in their costumes. The candy is the payment to see my beautiful babies.
Okay. Ashley and Menifee, what about you? If a mom comes up with a newborn in a costume, are you giving her candy?
I don't, and I've actually been the mom. I like to take, when both my kids were babies, I would take them trick-or-treating in their little baby costumes, but I would tell the people, don't give us candy. I just want to show off the costume.
Oh, you did it for a different reason.
But I would just turn around and give it to the kid behind me.
Oh, see, and that's okay. Yeah, show off your baby. That's what Halloween's all about, and they're so cute when they're that little. But the mom that goes up and is like holding out the bag like, okay, give me candy. Now I'm like, really?
Exactly. And I'm like, it just makes you look like a bad parent because you're over here like, you know dang well that's for you. And right. If you are feeding your kid baby, your baby the candy is not okay either.
Yeah, and here's the thing, okay? Just wait till the kid's older and do what all the other parents do, and you steal the good candy at the end of the night. It's the candy tax.
Look, she knows her stuff.
Exactly. That's what I literally just did trunk or treat with my son last night and told him, listen, you got to pay the mom tax.
You'll get there eventually.
The mom tax. What about the co-host of the mom tax?
No, that doesn't happen. 562 says, yes, just give them the candy. They're probably excited. It might be their first baby and they want to enjoy Halloween. Or maybe they didn't get to experience trick-or-treating as a kid.
Okay, maybe. I think go buy your candy yourselves if you're a mom and doing that.
I mean, I will say I give them credit for even going up. I mean, that's pretty gutsy.
Brave, yeah.
Because I'd be like, I'd be scared to get rejected.
So would I.
I will just go buy my own candy and eat it by myself in the privacy of my home.
951 Bobby in Riverside says, I always give the hot mums candy.
Okay, Bobby. All right. Are you giving the mom with a newborn candy when they're out trick-or-treating? We want to hear from you. You could call or text us. 888-431-3764. Simple as my mom. Happy Halloween. I know my kids are counting down till we can start trick-or-treating tonight. I'm excited to see all the costumes.
It's going to be amazing. What a fun night. It is one great American night.
Okay, and there's something that happens almost every Halloween that I feel very conflicted about. And that's when you see the mom going trick-or-treating with the newborn. Like a newborn dressed in a costume, but you know the newborn's not eating the candy. So like, the mom is just getting candy for herself.
If they are going just to get candy for themselves, I would give them the candy because I'm gutless, but I don't want to give them the candy. Part of that is odd and a little bit annoying.
619 says, let the mom have the candy. Being a new mom is hard enough, so give them some darn candy.
Yeah, a lot of people are disagreeing with me and you. I say if a mom is trick-or-treating, she's choosing fun over parties, just give her the candy, says the 951.
I think that way for teenagers. Moms, I would say, go buy your own candy. Debbie in Temecula, are you giving this mom some candy?
I give them raisins.
Do you keep like a side stash of like not so good candy for that type of experience?
I do. So right before, like I buy like the little mini thing of raisins. And then my kids are a little bit older. So they usually do like a wraparound. And then we have like a little second bowl. And the candy they don't want after they go put their they don't want candy. And that's the candy I give out to those moms along with the raisins.
That's genius. I'm going to be starting a second bowl now.
I think it's brilliant, too.
You know, I think Heather here at K-Frog, her thing is always hot sauce packets.
No way.
Yeah.
She gives out hot sauce packets.
Mm-hmm, for the people that she feels like doesn't really get the good candy.
Imagine if I got a hot sauce packet. I'd be so annoyed.
Diana in Cabazon, if you have a mom show up with a newborn trick-or-treating, are you giving her candy?
I definitely am. If she just got done pushing that whole pumpkin out of her Halloween, she deserves some of that candy.
I guess that is a good way to put it.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
And I love that you put labor and delivery terms into Halloween terms.
Definitely.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.